This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Sapna Khatri. Farmers across the country are being encouraged to sign up for federal conservation programs. The catch is, as of now, the programs have no funding. From Harvest Public Media, Scott Stuntz has more.
Conservation programs provide thousands of farmers with money to help conserve natural resources, ease soil erosion, or improve water quality. Normally, funding for these programs is provided by the Farm Bill, but the Farm Bill is set to expire at the end of the month. Larry Beeler is with the Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says it takes months to put together an application, so they want to be ready when Congress acts.
We rely on Congress to analyze all the financial needs and will allow them to work through the process and determine those funding levels, and we'll be ready to proceed with producers once we know that.
Last year, conservation programs paid out more than $1.5 billion. Beeler says for now, the NRCS is assuming that the programs will be funded at similar levels next year. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Scott Stuntz.
Governor Jay Nixon has named an attorney from Southeast Missouri to the State Coordinating Board for Higher Education. Douglas Kennedy of Poplar Bluff was appointed for a term that would run through June 2015 if he's confirmed by the Senate. The board coordinates Missouri's system for public colleges and universities, provides academic programs, and oversees state loans and scholarships. But each institution also is governed by its own board that is responsible for student admissions, tuition, and faculty decisions. According to the governor's website, Kennedy's appointment still leaves the 9-member state board with 3 vacant positions. Renovations have finally begun on the Niedermeyer Building, one of the oldest buildings in Columbia, that was being considered for demolition at the end of last year. Starting as a school for girls in the 1830s, the building now continues to hold renters, even as these renovations begin. Heather Adams has more on the story.
Nakli Asmar purchased the Niedermeyer Building in April and was attracted to its historical values, buying it 2 months after it was deemed one of the most historic properties in Columbia by the Historic Preservation Commission. However, much of the building is in need of repair. Asmar has already begun renovating the porch and electrical wires. He believes this will only take a couple weeks, but repairing the inside of the building could take much longer. But no matter what, he wants to keep everything looking authentic.
The goal is to keep it all looking the same, but of course one can benefit from newer appliances, from newer kitchens, bathroom fixtures, and so on.
Historic Preservation Commission member Brent Gardner has been working closely on this project. He says Asmar has come to the commission to get advice on what is historically significant.
He wanted to know what historic preservation would consider to be historically relevant. And we basically look at the exterior a lot more than the interior of a building.
The interior consists of 32 units, and Asmar plans to renovate each individual unit one at a time in order to allow tenants the option to continue living in the Niedermeyer House during renovations. Heather Adams, KBIA News.
A Missouri teachers union says it's spending at least $100,000 on commercials, urging state lawmakers to uphold the governor's veto of an income tax cut. The Missouri chapter of the National Education Association says the TV and radio spots began running yesterday and will continue for a week. The ads assert the tax cut would benefit, quote, corporate special interest while, quote, stealing money from our schools. They have been financed largely by nearly $2.4 million in contributions from retired investment firm executive Rex Sinkfield. A Columbia Public Access TV channel is set to receive funding under the city's proposed fiscal budget. Columbia Access Television, or CAT TV, was not originally included in the 2014 fiscal budget proposed by the Columbia City Council. But now, because of a $200,000 surplus from last year's budget, the City Council has amended the budget to provide money to CAT TV. Council members made the change during last night's City Council meeting. City Manager Mike Mathis says the reason the Public Access Channel was originally left off the budget was because the agreement that funded CAT TV for 5 years had expired. Mathis says he was not surprised that the amendment was made.
I recognize it's an asset, and many people have participated, enjoy CAT. This really is a math problem and not any sort of judgment on their value.
Chip Gubera is an MU professor and director of New Learning Opportunities in the university's IT program, who says CAT TV has provided many of his students valuable professional experience. Gubera says he was adamant that the City of Columbia continue to provide funding for CAT TV, and he expressed concern about funding for CAT TV beyond next year. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster is siding with fellow Democrat Governor Jay Nixon in opposition to legislation that would challenge the federal government's ability to enforce federal gun laws in the Show Me State. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has details.
Nixon vetoed the bill, which would have declared any federal law that interferes with a Missouri citizen's Second Amendment rights to be, quote, null and void in Missouri. In a letter released Tuesday, Koster says the proposed law could end cooperation between state and federal authorities and give criminals the right to sue law officers who try to enforce it. Republican House member Doug Funderburk is the bill's sponsor.
He says his strict reading of that language, which means he's basically giving you what he feels is the worst case scenario, and I don't think he's correct.
The GOP majority is expected to attempt to override the so-called Second Amendment Preservation Act when Missouri lawmakers hold their annual veto session next week. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A fellow judge says a broken arm kept Missouri's Chief Justice out of the courtroom for the first oral arguments since she became the leader of the state's judicial branch. But Chief Justice Mary Russell still participated as the Supreme Court heard five cases yesterday. Judge Patricia Breckenridge announced that Russell would be listening to the arguments remotely and taking part in the proceeding. Russell has served on Missouri's High Court since 2004 and became Chief Justice on July 1st. The Chief Justice is chosen every 2 years by the judges of the seven-member court. The A.T. Still Missouri School of Dentistry and Oral Health in Kirksville will open October 1st after receiving initial accreditation last week. Dean Christopher Halliday says many people in rural areas, such as Kirksville, are underserved when it comes to dental care. He hopes the opening of the school will fix that issue.
I want to raise the awareness with our students of the fact that there are huge segments of the population in this country that just, for whatever reason, for a variety of reasons, don't have access to oral health.
According to a Pew Children's Dental Campaign report in 2008, Missouri has the second lowest percentage of children under 18 receiving dental service among the states at 27%. 42 students will be in the first enrollment class at A.T. Still. First and second year students will take classes on the Kirksville campus, while third and fourth year students will take classes in a St. Louis clinic. The Missouri Supreme Court is considering whether laws restricting actions by sex offenders and felons can be applied to people who were convicted before the laws were enacted. The court heard arguments yesterday on five cases dealing with sex offenses and guns. A 2009 law prohibits convicted sex offenders from being near public parks with playgrounds or swimming pools. Three people are challenging whether that applies to them because they were convicted of sex offenses before 2009. Two others are challenging a law that prohibits felons from possessing guns. That restriction was expanded to all felonies in 2008. Both men were convicted before then. Missouri prohibits retroactive and ex post facto laws. The Attorney General's office contends the ban on retrospective laws relates to civil statutes, not criminal cases. For KBIA News, I'm Sapna Khatri.